Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. Today's verse talks about the consequences of sin and God's incredible gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ. Today's Bible verse is from Romans chapter 6, verse 23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." That's Romans chapter 6, verse 23.
For the wages of sin is death. This powerful metaphor compares sin to a cruel employer who pays in the currency of death. But what does this really mean? Sin, in essence, is any action, thought, or attitude that goes against God's will. It's a separation from our Creator, a breaking of the perfect relationship He intended for us. The consequence of this separation is death. Not just physical death, but a spiritual death that cuts us off from the source of all life. This concept might seem harsh, but it highlights the seriousness of sin in God's eyes. Just as a worker expects payment for their labor, sin demands its own payment. The price? Nothing less than our very lives and our eternal separation from God. Understanding this sobering truth sets the stage for appreciating the incredible gift that follows in the second half of the verse. Now let's dive into the second part of Romans 6:23, which states, "But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." This powerful statement reveals a profound truth about our relationship with God and the nature of salvation. Unlike the wages of sin, which we earn through our actions, eternal life is described as a gift. This is a crucial distinction. We don't work for it, earn it, or deserve it based on our own merits or good deeds. It's freely given by God out of His love and grace. This gift of eternal life comes through Jesus Christ. It's not just about living forever, but about having a restored relationship with God that begins now and continues into eternity. Jesus made this possible through His death and resurrection, bridging the gap between us and God that sin had created. It's important to understand that no amount of good works can earn us this gift. It's not a reward for being a good person or following religious rules. Instead, it's received by faith in Jesus Christ. This emphasizes God's incredible generosity and love for us, offering us something we could never achieve on our own. Let's dive deeper into the contrast between earning wages through sin and receiving the gift of eternal life through God's grace. It's a fundamental difference that Paul highlights in Romans 6:23. When we talk about wages, we're referring to something earned, something we work for and deserve. Sin, in this context, is like a job that pays in death. It's a grim picture, isn't it? But here's where God's grace comes in, turning everything on its head. Eternal life isn't presented as a wage or something we earn through good deeds. Instead, it's described as a gift. This is crucial because it underscores the fact that we can't earn our way into God's favor or work our way to heaven. It's not about our efforts or how good we are. It's all about God's incredible generosity and love for us. This contrast between wages and gift, between what we earn through sin and what we freely receive through Christ, is at the heart of the gospel message. It reminds us that our salvation is not based on our own merits, but on God's grace alone. And that's truly good news for all of us. Now let's consider what this powerful verse means for us as believers. Understanding that eternal life is a gift from God, not something we earn, should profoundly impact our daily lives and our relationship with Him. First, it should fill us with gratitude. Knowing that we've been given this incredible gift of eternal life despite our sins should inspire thankfulness in our hearts. This gratitude can fuel our worship and deepen our love for God. Secondly, it should relieve us of the pressure to earn God's favor. We don't have to constantly worry about whether we're doing enough good deeds. Instead, we can focus on living out our faith from a place of love and appreciation, not fear or obligation. Lastly, this understanding should motivate us to live in a way that honors God, not because we're trying to earn salvation, but because we're responding to the love and grace He's shown us. It's about living out our gratitude in tangible ways, letting God's gift transform how we think, speak, and act in our daily lives. Now that we understand the profound message of Romans 6:23, it's crucial to consider how we can share this life-changing truth with others. As believers, we have a responsibility to spread the good news of God's gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ. When approaching this task, it's essential to do so with love and patience. Remember, we're not trying to win an argument or force our beliefs on anyone. Instead, we're sharing a message of hope and grace. Start by building genuine relationships with non-believers. Show them Christ's love through your actions and words. Be a good listener and try to understand their perspective. This creates a foundation of trust and respect. When the opportunity arises to share your faith, do so gently and respectfully. Share your personal experiences of how God's gift of eternal life has impacted you. Be honest about your struggles and how your faith has helped you overcome them. Remember, it's not our job to convert anyone. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. Our role is to plant seeds of truth and nurture them with love and patience. Some may be ready to receive the message immediately, while others may need more time. Now let's talk about the power of prayer in opening hearts to Jesus. When we pray for those who haven't yet accepted Christ, we're partnering with God in His work. Prayer can soften hearts and create opportunities for people to encounter Jesus, but how can we pray effectively? First, be specific. Name the person and their needs. Second, be persistent. Don't give up, even if you don't see immediate results. Third, pray with faith, trusting that God is at work. Finally, be open to how God might use you in answering those prayers. Remember, our role is to lovingly plant seeds and water them with prayer, but it's God who brings the growth.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you today humbled by the truth of your word. We recognize that the wages of sin is death, and we acknowledge how our actions can separate us from you. Yet, in your great mercy, you offer us the incredible gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ. We are unworthy, but your love and grace have made a way for us. Thank you for this gift, Lord. May it fill our hearts with gratitude and inspire us to live lives that reflect your goodness. Help us to rest in the assurance that we don't need to earn your favor, but instead, receive it by faith in Christ. Guide us as we share this message of hope with others, loving them as you have loved us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Friends, remember, sin leads to death, but God offers us the incredible gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ. Take time to reflect on this amazing grace and consider how you can share this life-changing message with others in your life. Thank you for listening to Rise and Walk. Until next time, may God's love and grace guide your steps. May God's blessings be upon you always. Share this message of love and faith with friends and family, and let His light shine through you in all you do. Blessings to you.